Okay, so Meredith, speaking of life-changing, not a lot of things in life is more life-changing than getting married.
Yeah, for sure.
I remember your wedding. It was a beautiful occasion.
Thank you.
Yes, yes.
Oh, you also liked it because you got to fly there in a private jet.
Well, that was fun, too. But one thing is that I would say you were not a bridezilla. You were very chill the whole time, and nothing at your wedding seemed excessive.
No, I wanted to save a lot of money so we could put a down payment on a house, but the day of, a lot of things went wrong. At least the day before, and that's when I did behind the scenes turn into a bridezilla.
Well, you know, not just like an opulent, luxurious wedding, but also you had your guests in mind when you were doing and planning things like your first dances.
Yes, and food.
Things like that. Well, there's a bride that went viral because her list of first dances, plural, is excessive. She has 7 first dances.
7?
With costume changes.
Oh my God.
And roller skates. And hoverboards.
So this is just a performance for her.
That's what it seems like. Her first dance is her parents' dance. It's us and the parents.
Okay.
Then the mother-son dance, which is going to be on hoverboards.
Okay.
Then there is a cloud dance. Then there is an anniversary dance. A roller skating dance, an Elvis dance. The list goes on and on. And now her guests are like, what are we going to be doing?
Can I eat yet? That's all I want to know.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, and it's rude to get up and go get a drink or food or anything. You have to literally sit there, stand there the entire time.
So one of her guests asked exactly that question. Like, okay, it sounds fun, but it also sounds really long. What are we going to be doing? And the bride pushed back. She says, quote, it's going to be very entertaining. You laugh and enjoy. Our dances will also have videos of how we met and our journey of how we got here where we are. The couple is even offering dance lessons on their big day. At their wedding, they're going to have dance lessons in case their guests don't feel like their skills are up. So just like you said, it sounds like a musical.
It's inconsiderate.
Yeah, it kind of
is. You should be happy that people are attending your wedding because they love you or they like you and they want to support you. And now you're asking them to go up there and do a choreographed dance.
And you know what? I'm not against the choreographed dance if it's like 1 or 2 dances. I've done a bunch of weddings where the couple did dance lessons. They took dance lessons for months prior.
Yeah.
And they did the fancy turns.
That was
and
me.
The lifts
that was and, me. I did that.
And I've also done the weddings where they had like a little choreographed, like little routine, like bow, bow, you know, and they had either did it with their friends or did it with their spouse. But I want to hear about bridezillas and more than anything, the most outrageous wedding request that you've heard or that you've been a part of. Give us a call, shoot us a text, 888-429-0941. I know they're out there. What did they subject you to? What did they make you do? What terrible idea? It's usually the bride, but
yes,
not always. We have Malcolm on the line. What up, Malcolm?
What's up, y'all?
So we're talking about bridezillas, and did this strike a nerve? Did this ring a bell? Did this happen to you, Malcolm?
I was at my sister's first wedding, and I can never forget it. I was doing double duty. So I was in all blue, like royal blue. So we got royal blue on, and the colors of royal blue and white. I'm sitting there at the door, like, we just opening the doors. And then when it was time for the wedding transition, I had to be the ring bearer. So she was like, I got both little brothers on ring bearer and doorman, too.
So, Malcolm, you cut out for a second. You were the ring bearer, and then what happened?
The doorman.
You were the ring bearer and the doorman?
At the same time.
Oh, man.
It sounds like she was trying to save some money, or she didn't have enough people in the actual wedding, so she was asking you to do a million things.
Yeah, was it a small wedding, Malcolm?
No, it was my sister's first.
Oh, man, you cutting out, my guy. I wish I could hear you. 888-429-0941. Hit us up right now and tell us about bridezillas that you had to deal with. We have one that said, my sister was getting married on a Friday. We just had to kick out a bridesmaid because she was being a maidzilla.
I never
heard of maidzilla. She was complaining about everything as if it was her day. Shout out to Kayla and Laz. Congratulations.
That happens a lot when there's a lot of jealousy that happens behind the scenes with other bridesmaids, or they are upset because they weren't the maid of honor or the matron of honor at all. Yeah. And you work a lot of weddings, Davi, and I know you don't want to call out anybody specifically, but have you seen anything a little bit overdone?
More than anything, it's been the brides. I'm sorry. It's been the bride's moms. It's been the momzillas.
How so?
They're just trying to micromanage everything, and just they're bringing up everybody else's stress level. My man Queso just checked in. He's a photographer. He said, once I had a bride want me to follow her dog and focus on her dog's facial expression in between shooting the wedding because she wanted her dog's quote-unquote feelings on the wedding.
Okay, that's
And she was so crazy about it, too.
That seems a little ridiculous.
You, I remember for when you got married, Meredith, you had... I wouldn't say it was bridezilla. It was more of like a panic moment.
Yeah, definitely. The where we were supposed to get married is the cathedral in downtown St. Augustine. I used to sing choir there. That's basically where I grew up in Jacksonville. So it was really important for me to get married there. Well, the day before we were going to get married, I guess one of the beams in the church broke. And so there was scaffolding everywhere. Nobody warned us or told us about it. So we walked in and the church was basically a mess and flooded.
It was a construction site.
It was. I mean, everybody had hard hats. On. There were like 30 people in there working on it. So we had last minute had to find a different church to get married at.
And when you say last minute, it was the day before you got married.
Yes, exactly.
I'll never forget that because we all went to St. Augustine, Orlando, not Mark, Orlando, baby mama, my girl,
Dr. Adams,
his dude. We all went to go see your spot. Last minute venue change. So then we drove by. Obviously, we had the address of the original spot.
Yeah.
And it was a construction area.
Yeah.
There was dudes in hard hats and cranes.
Cement
truck.
Yeah, it was crazy.
That was wild, Meredith. As many weddings as I've done, that I've never run across.
We will obviously never forget that for that reason. But then, last minute, then we needed to find limos for the last second because now the church wasn't directly across the street from where the reception was going to be. It was at least 15 miles away, right on the beach where the church was. So it was just, that's when I turned into a little bit of a bridezilla because it was last minute stress and anxiety.
Keep your stories coming. We love to read them. It's Wild 94.1, the Bay's party station.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.